Every day for the last 45 years, that's 16,438 days straight, John Sutherland has laced up his running shoes, or sometimes gone barefoot, and run at least 1 mile, but often much more. Today, the 63-year-old Sutherland broke the record for the longest running streak in the U.S. He ran 3 miles in Van Nuys Sherman Oaks Park in Los Angeles. Cheering him on were students from Notre Dame High School, where he coaches cross country. And John Sutherland joins me now post-run from that park. Congratulations. How was today's run, John?
It was a lot of fun, and the girls on my team brought balloons. A bunch of boys showed up. It was a lot more than I expected. It was really a lot of fun.
Let's think back to the first run that started this streak, May 26, 1969. Do you remember that run?
Oh, yeah. I'd been running for about a year, and I had a really, really bad injury. Missed 2 months, couldn't run a step. And I just remember saying a little prayer, Lord, if you let me run, I'll run every day the rest of my life. And I didn't really know what I was saying. I just said that. And then I started running, and I got back into it. And about 3 months later, one of my teammates, Mark Covert, he told me that he'd run every day for a year. I said, wow, I'm going to try that. And then it just grew from there. And since then, I haven't missed a day.
And how many miles does that all add up to?
I've run 190,715 miles as of right now.
Wow. Do you ever just stop and think about that and think that that's just crazy?
Yeah, you know, because it was so cumulative with such a long period of time, it's like, you know, did you eat breakfast every day? It just becomes part of your life. I'm not that impressed with it, to be honest with you. I think other people make a bigger deal out of it than I think it is. I mean, there's a lot of people that have run more miles than me, probably 40 or 50 in the world.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm proud of what I've done.
Here's what I don't get, Mr. Sutherland. You have had, from what I've read, 10 broken bones, a fractured hip, arthroscopic surgeries on both knees. I don't understand how you could run consecutive days through all of those injuries.
Yeah, I've had 10 broken bones, if I can remember them right. 2 toes, 2 metatarsals, 4 ribs, a vertebrae, and a hip.
But how are you running? Why were you running if you were so injured?
When you do it when you shouldn't, that's vanity. You know, that's the crazy part that we do. But to keep the streak alive. I mean, there was one period where I ran the same 2 mile course for like 100 days in a row because it was all I could do. And I was too embarrassed to go out in the streets and limp around, so I just did it where nobody could see me. It was like an animal that was hurt. I wanted to hide. But I wanted to run. And you just really miss it. You know, you miss the sweating and the wind blowing through your hair and, you know, the movement and just the exercise. You really miss it. It really is a physical addiction.
Hmm. Was there ever a time in all these 45 years of running consecutive days that you said, okay, I'm done. I've reached a goal and I'm going to stop?
No. No, I've always loved it. I mean, I miss the fact that I can't win races anymore, and I miss the fact that I can't run fast and my times are slow, but I definitely love running. Right now, I'm happy just to run with my dog, run 5 or 6 miles a day and, you know, jog with the team every once in a while, but that's what I really try to do. I've never said, oh, screw this, I'm walking away. Never.
You know, I heard you say earlier that you were going to run every day for the rest of your life. You really think that?
I want to run as long as I can. I don't see any stop signs, so why should I stop? You know, and my buddy Mark Covert, when he retired, you know, from running to cycle full-time, he said, you know, John, go out on your own terms. That's the way to do it. But I'm only 63. I'm really healthy. I can still run pretty fast. I feel really good. I don't see why I can't run another 15, 20 years.
Well, John, congratulations. All the best to you. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
That's John Sutherland. He just broke the record for having the longest running streak in the United States, 45 years, 16,438 days straight.